morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and today I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming holiday, Christmas, as we call it. A lot of different thoughts on the holiday. Some don't like it because it's actually we celebrate the birth of Christ the same time as a pagan holiday, and that causes a little friction for some people. But also, there's a lot of Christians who we've elected to use this day as a day to celebrate the birth of Christ, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit, because that is coming up soon. One of the things I want to talk about was a song that most all of you have heard before, I'm sure. For those who haven't, you really need to hear it. But anyway, it's called Mary, Did You Know? And it's just a really, really good song that Mark Lowry wrote the words to and Buddy Green wrote the music to. And it asks a question as if it's a talking one-on-one with Mary, the earth mother of Jesus. And these questions in the song really, really hit home if you really think about them, to see who, try to see and figure out who Jesus truly is. Jesus was born as a baby, as we all know. That's what we celebrate Christmas about. But I'll read the words to the song to you that Mark Lowry wrote. And the way he did describe it is that he just got to thinking about, wonder what Mary thought about this baby. So he wrote a song to it. It became an extremely good song. Here's what the words are. They're, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Mary, did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will rise again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect Lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. And that's just a wonderful song, and I sing it most every year at Christmas in church. The song just makes, it makes a lot of sense. It makes me think about things, makes me think about what did Mary think? We don't know what she thought, about everything, but knowing that her son was going to be, number one, the angel told her to name him Jesus, that he would be the Savior, the Messiah. She knew what he was going to become, but not in all respects, I'm sure. I'm sure that there had to be a lot of questions that went on in her mind about this. But have you ever really given thought to it, that your little baby, just a few weeks old, and even when he's a year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, who would ever think that this baby would be as much as he turned out to be? And he turned out to be God himself. And I wonder if Mary realized that, and it made me think about, well, what do I think, and what have I thought, and what do we think, me and you, about our own children? Do we have aspirations of them becoming someone great, famous, rich, or just a loving child, or a great lawyer, or a great preacher? What do we not only want for our child, but what do we think about, about our children? And this song just really makes me sit back and think about, what my children, what I should have thought when they were younger. And I look back and realize that I had a lot of earthly goals for my children, but I never pushed to think about the spiritual goals for my children. Now, I've got a son in his 30s. I have a daughter that's 20, and I do have a little boy that just turned 11 on the 10th of December this year. And I, having a son at a younger, at an older age, I found that I had more patience naturally, and I made a vow to God that I was going to raise him to know who God was, who Jesus was, who the Holy Spirit was, and to raise him right. And I tried really hard to do that. And he's turned out to be a really marvelous young man at 11 years old. And he loves the Lord with all his heart. And he's just got a heart for people and for what's right and wrong. And it's just been a real joy to watch him mature through these last few years. And I think that's something that we all need to take to heart and start realizing that, especially in the wake of the tragedy we had last week out in Connecticut, we need to make sure that our children are raised in the way of the Lord. When I read this lyrics to this song, Mary, Did You Know? It really just, like I said, it hits home. Did she know what all Jesus was going to do? And I'm sure she never. I'm sure she had no idea the magnitude of what he was going to become, and also who he really was, and all the miracles that he was going to perform. As an example, to walk on water, and who would have thought that her little baby boy, you know, what did she have any idea that her little baby boy was going to be the savior of all the other sons and daughters around? And did she have any idea that he was even going to make her a new person? That's a really amazing thing there, to realize that Mary loved God, but she didn't have the relationship with Jesus as her personal savior, I'm sure, until sometime afterwards. And, you know, to know that this little boy was going to grow up to be able to, just with his hand, could reach out and calm a tremendous storm and make it stop. He walked where angels walked. And like the lyric said, went away. Every time she kissed her little baby and hugged him tight, she was actually kissing the face of God. And I wonder if she realized that. And did she realize that the blind would see and the deaf would hear and the dead would actually rise, like with Lazarus? The lame would get up and leap with joy, and the dumb that never could now can speak. And they would give praises to the Lamb of God, which was Jesus. And also to know, did she even think once about who he truly was, being God, that he actually created everything? I mean, it's just so hard to fathom what could have went on in her mind and what probably did go on in her mind, and that one day he would be the ultimate ruler of all, and that he is the perfect sacrifice, because she was raised with sacrifices to God, lambs, doves, that type of thing. But did she really realize that her son was going to be the perfect and final sacrifice for us to God? It's hard to fathom sometimes and think about just exactly what maybe she went on. And I think we can use this song as a guide for us to sit and think about our children and our grandchildren, and to look them in the, you know, when they're sitting or playing or something, and just to really ask herself, do I have any idea what this child's going to be? And of course we don't, but we can be very instrumental in directing that child to be a follower of Jesus Christ, one who will love the Lord with all their heart and all their understanding, and rely on the Lord and not rely on themselves. And that to me is a magnificent thing to think about. And I think we need to start doing that with our children. Take this as this song as a guide to help us to raise our children better, stronger in the Lord, more moral than what we maybe would have. We know how moral Jesus was, and we need to try to raise our children and grandchildren to try to attain to strive to be as much like Jesus as possible, so that we can know where they're going when they get older. If they happen to pass away at a younger life or whatever, we know they're going to heaven. And I think that's just important that that we start doing this more so now in today's society than ever before. It's a really bad society that we're in now, and we need all the help we can get, believe me. So it's a great song to listen to. It's a great song to use for a guide. I'm going to do something kind of unusual here. I'm going to actually sing this song to you without any music. So pardon me if it don't sound good, but I want you to hear the words the way I think that they were meant to be sung, like Mark wrote them. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? That child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will rise again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is a great I am. Now, I hope you listen to the words for what they truly are. And learn that song so you can relate to it on a personal level and apply it to your children or your grandchildren, or if you have no grandchildren or anything, apply it to neighbors' kids and your nieces, nephews, that type of thing. This particular song can be a blessing for all of us, and it can be a blessing for your children, grandchildren. It's just something I think that I wanted to take this little bit of time today to explain to you, that this song means so much. It tells us that we need to understand what our children can be. They certainly can't be God, they can't be Jesus, but they can do everything possible to attain as close a relationship and as close a walk with the Lord Jesus as possible. And that's very, very important. Like I said, this world's in bad shape. We want it to get better. So listen to the words and apply it and see if you can't take a little time each day with your children and every day that you see your grandchildren, and think about what they're going to become in life. And think about what avenue you would prefer them to go down, which is naturally the Christian walk with the Lord. And then apply that learning that you have of the Lord to these children. And I know that they'll be better for it. You'll be better for it. And you'll be doing the work of the Lord. I'm glad that we had these few moments together today. It's a little different program than usual, but God bless you. The birth of Christ is to be celebrated. Amen.